General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. Bringing you the African bushbelt of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
Kilimanjaro is a snow-covered mountain 19,710 feet high and is said to be the highest mountain in Africa. Its western summit is called the Masai Ngajingai, the House of God. Close to the western summit, there is a dried and frozen carcass of a leopard. No one has explained what the leopard was seeking at that altitude. That is the prologue to Ernest Hemingway's classic story, The Snows of Kilimanjaro. The Snows of Kilimanjaro tells of a rich American woman and her writer husband, Harry, who came to the Africa of yesterday to photograph and shoot game. It's a tale of bitterness, regret, and death.
What? Hyena. That hyena again. Hey, go on. Shoot, you brute. Shoot.
Harry?
Flashlight. Where's the... flashlight. Molo, please come quickly.
Dear Mensah. Dear Mensah.
The hyena was back again. Bwana. Bwana's leg.
Mensah, give me the torch, please.
Here.
How?
What is it, Molo? Tell me quickly.
Oh, it's very bad. Mbaya. Hyena, he pulled bandages off the Bwana's leg.
Yes. But the Bwana.
How? Mamsap. It's finished.
Harry? Please? Oh, Harry.
Outside the tent, the hyena made the same strange noise that had awakened her. But she did not hear him for the beating of her heart. That was how it ended for her. It had begun 2 weeks previously when they were out photographing.
There. You see?
How beautiful. What are they?
Water buck. Bull, I have to move closer. Come on. Watch those thorns.
Oh, Harry, your knee!
Well, that's the end of that.
I'm sorry, Harry.
Not your fault.
When we get back to camp, we'd best put some iodine on that scratch.
But Harry had not used iodine, and that's how the end began.
The marvelous thing is that it's painless. That's how you know when it starts.
Is it really?
Absolutely. I'm awfully sorry about the odor, though, that must bother you.
Don't. Please, don't.
Look out there. Three on the ground and a dozen sailing in the sky.
Oh, I hate them. Filthy scavengers. They're such ugly birds.
They've been there since the day the truck broke down. Today's the first time any have lit on the ground. I watched the way they sailed very carefully at first in case I ever wanted to use them in a story. That's funny now.
I wish you wouldn't.
Not many talking. It's much easier if I talk, but I don't want to bother you.
You know it doesn't bother me. It's that I've gotten so very nervous, not being able to do anything. I think we might make it as easy as we can until the plane comes.
Or until the plane doesn't come.
Please tell me what I can do. There must be something.
You can take my leg off. That might stop it, though I doubt it. Or you can shoot me. You're a good shot now. I taught you to shoot, didn't I?
Please, don't talk that way. Couldn't I read to you?
Read what?
Well, anything in the book bag that we haven't read.
Talking's the easiest. We quarrel, and that makes the time pass.
I don't quarrel. I never want to quarrel. Let's not quarrel anymore, no matter how nervous we get. Maybe they'll be back with another truck today. Maybe the plane will come.
I don't want to move. There's no sense in moving now except to make it easier for you.
That's cowardly.
Look, can't you let a man die as comfortably as he can without calling him names? What's the use of slaying him?
You're not going to die.
Don't be silly. I'm dying now. Ask those vultures.
They're around every camp. You never notice them. You can't die if you don't give up.
Where did you read that? You're such a damn fool.
You might think about someone else.
That's been my trade, for Pete's sake.
Wouldn't you like me to read?
No, thanks.
Maybe the truck will come.
I don't give a hang about the truck.
I do.
You give a hang about so many things that I don't.
Not so many, Harry.
What about a drink?
It's supposed to be bad for you. It said in the book to avoid all alcohol.
Morlow!
Water.
Bring whiskey soda.
You, water.
You shouldn't. That's what I mean by giving up. It says it's bad for you.
No. It's good for me.
So now it's all over. So now I'll never have a chance to finish it. This is the way it ends, in a bickering over a drink. Since the gangrene started, there's been no pain. And with the pain, the horror went. All I feel now is a great tiredness and anger that this is the end of it. For years, I've been obsessed by honor and death, but now, in itself, it means nothing. Now, I'll never write the things that I saved to write until I knew enough to write them well. Well, maybe you can never write them. And that's why you put them off. I'll never know now.
Buona.
Hmm?
Whiskey, soda, buona.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Marlow.
Mem san.
Wish we'd never come. You never would have gotten anything like this in Paris. You always said you loved Paris. We could have stayed in Paris or gone anywhere. I said I'd go anywhere you wanted. If you'd wanted to shoot, we could have gone shooting in Hungary and been comfortable.
Your confounded money.
That's not fair. It was always yours as well as mine. I left everything and I went wherever you wanted to go and I've done what you wanted to do. But I wish we'd never come here.
You said you loved it.
Oh, I did when you were all right. Now I hate it. I don't see why that had to happen to your leg. What have we done to have that happen to us?
I suppose what I did was to forget the iodine. Then I didn't pay any attention to the scratch because I never infect. Then later, when it got bad, it was probably using that weak carbolic solution when the other antiseptics ran out that paralyzed the minute blood vessels and started the gangrene. What else?
I don't mean that.
If we could have hired a good mechanic instead of a half-baked Kikuyu driver, he would have checked the oil and never burned out that bearing in the truck.
I don't mean that.
If you hadn't left your own people, your mealy-mouthed old Westbury, Saratoga, Palm Beach people...
I loved you. That's not fair. I love you now. I'll always love you. Don't you love me?
No. I don't think so. I never have.
Harry.
Love is a dunghill, and I'm the cock that gets on it to crow.
If you have to go away, is it absolutely necessary to kill off everything you leave behind? I mean, do you have to take away everything? Do you have to kill your horse and your wife and burn your saddle and your armor?
Yes. Your confounded money was my armor.
Don't.
All right, I'll stop that. I don't want to hurt you.
It's a little bit late now.
All right, then. I'll go on hurting you. It's more amusing. The only thing I ever really like to do with you, I can't do now.
No, that's not true. You like to do many things, and everything you wanted to do, I did.
Oh, for heaven's sake, stop bragging, will you? Listen. Do you think it's fun to do this? I don't know why I'm doing it. It's trying to kill to keep yourself alive, I imagine. I was all right when we started talking. I didn't mean to start this, and now I'm crazy as a coot and being as cruel to you as I can be. Look, don't pay any attention, darling, to what I say. I love you, really. You know I love you. I've never loved anybody else the way I love you.
The familiar lie I've made my bread and butter by.
You're sweet to me.
You rich bitch. That's poetry. I'm full of poetry now. Rot and poetry. Rotten poetry. Oh,
stop it! Harry, why'd you have to turn into a devil now?
I don't like to leave anything. I don't like to leave things behind.
It was evening now, and Harry had been asleep. The sun was gone behind the hill, and there was a shadow all across the plain, and the small animals were feeding close to camp, quick dropping heads and switching tails. He watched them, keeping well out, away from the bush now. The vultures no longer waited on the ground. They were all perched heavily in a tree. There were many more of them. Molo, his personal boy, was sitting by the bed.
Bwana, Mem Sab gone to shoot. Mem Sab gone to kill meat far away. So Mem Sab will not frighten the game here. So Bwana can see.
Very thoughtful of her. She shoots very well, this kindly caretaker and destroyer of my tongue.
What does the Bwana say, please?
Nothing, Mother.
Oh. Does the Bwana want...
Nothing. Leave me, Mother.
And dear Bwana. And you.
Africa is where I was happiest in the good time of my life. So I came out here to start again. I thought I could get back into training that way. Work the fat off my soul. She liked it. She liked anything that was exciting, that involved a change of scene, where there were new people and things were pleasant.
Don't blame the woman for destroying your talent. You destroyed it yourself. Don't blame her just because she kept you well. You destroyed your talent by not using it. By drinking so much that you blunted the edge of your perceptions, by laziness, sloth, and snobbery, by pride and prejudice, by hook and by crook. It was strange that when you fell in love with another woman, that woman should always have more money than the last one.
Yeah. I traded away what remained of my old life. I traded it for security, for comfort, too. She's a nice woman. I'd as soon be with her as anybody.
Because she's richer.
No. Because she's very pleasant and appreciative, and because she never makes scenes.
And now this life that you and she built again is coming to an end. Because you didn't use iodine 2 weeks ago.
Hello! Harry! See what I got?
A Thompson's Gazelle.
slung on a pole. She's still a good-looking woman. Not pretty, but I like her face. Hello.
I shot a Tommy Ram. He'll make you a good broth. How do you feel?
Much better.
Oh, how marvelous. I thought perhaps you would.
I had a good sleep. Did you go far?
No, just around behind the hill. I made a good shot on the Tommy.
You shoot marvelously.
You know, Harry, I've loved Africa. Really. If you're all right, it's the most fun I've ever had. You don't know how it's been to shoot with you. I love the country.
I love it, too.
Oh, darling. It's great to see you feeling better. I couldn't stand it when you felt that way. You won't talk to me like that again, will you?
No. I don't remember what I said.
I'm only a middle-aged woman who loves you. And wants what you want to do.
Yeah, I know.
The plane will be here tomorrow.
How do you know?
It's bound to come. The boys have the wood all ready and the grass to make smoke. There's plenty of room to land, and we have the beacons ready at both ends.
What makes you think it'll come tomorrow?
I'm sure it will. It's overdue now. Then in town, they'll fix up your leg, and we'll have some good destruction. Not that dreadful talking kind.
Should we have a drink? The sun's gone.
We'll have one together. Oh, Molo!
Mem Sap.
Letty whiskey and a soda.
Oh, thank you, Mem Sap.
It grew dark, they drank. And just before it was dark, and there was no longer enough light to shoot, a hyena crossed the open on his way around the hill.
That swine crosses there every night. Every night for 2 weeks.
He's the one that makes the noise at night.
Harry, you're going to die. Feel it. It came with a rush, didn't it? Not as a rush of water, not of wind, but of a sudden, evil-smelling emptiness.
And the odd thing was that the hyena slipped lightly along the edge.
What's that, Harry?
Hmm? Oh, nothing. You'd better move over to the other side, to windward.
Did Molo change the dressing?
Uh-huh.
How do you feel?
A little wobbly.
I'm going to bathe. I'll be right out. I'll eat with you, and then we'll put the cart in the tent.
We did well to stop the quarreling. You never quarreled much with this woman. Yet with the woman you loved, you quarreled so much that finally, always, with the corrosion of the quarreling, you killed what you had together. I loved too much, demanded too much, and wore it all out.
What about the first one in Paris? After you'd quarreled with her, every other woman only made you miss her more.
I wrote to her. That one left me, telling her how I loved her. How I'd never be able to kill it.
And then, having written to her, to New York, you went out and picked up another woman.
Only because I missed her so much it made me feel sick inside. That same night I left for the fighting. The attack with the newly arrived officers who didn't know a thing. The artillery fired into the troops and the British observer cried like a child. We ran away. Ran until my mouth was full of the taste of pennies. Later, I saw things I could never think of. And later still, I saw much worse. When I got back to Paris, I couldn't talk about it or stand to have it mentioned.
And when you were back with your wife at the apartment, the madness all gone, glad to be home, they sent you mail. It was the letter answering the one you wrote. You went cold all over when you saw the handwriting and tried to slip the letter under another. But what did your wife say?
She said, "Who's that letter from, dear?"
And that was the end. the beginning of that. Why have you never written any of that?
I didn't want to hurt anybody. I always thought I'd write it finally.
You were in it. You watched it. It was your duty to write of it. But now, you never will.
That was lovely. How do you feel?
All right. But I want to write.
You ought to take some broth to keep your strength up.
I'm going to die tonight. I don't need my strength up.
Don't be so melodramatic, Harry. Please.
Why don't you use your nose? I'm rotted halfway up my thigh now.
Harry, please take the broth.
All right. You're a fine woman. Don't pay any attention to me.
There's death again, Harry. This time there's no rush. It's a puff, as of a wind that makes a candle flicker and the flame go tall.
They can bring my net out later and hang it from the tree and build the fire up. I'm not going into the tent tonight. It's not worth moving. It's a clear night. There won't be any rain.
This is how you die, Harry. In whispers that you don't hear.
You can't take dictation, can you?
I never learned.
That's all right.
There's no time. You can't telescope it all into one paragraph. The log house up in Michigan. The deerfoot ranks above the open fireplace. The poplars in the lake beyond. The Place Contrescarpe, where the flower sellers dyed their flowers in the street, and the dye ran over the paving where the bus started. You never wrote about Paris. Not the Paris you cared about. You know at least 20 good stories from out there, and you never wrote one. Why?
You tell them why.
Why what, dear?
Huh?
Why what?
Oh, nothing.
What about Williamson, the bombing officer who was hit by a stick bomb? His bowels spilled out into the barbed wire and they had to cut him loose. He was still alive and he begged you to shoot him, but you didn't. Now it's too late. And you're dying.
It's a bore.
What's a bore?
Anything you do too damn long, like dying.
Do you think you'll be able to go to sleep?
Pretty sure. Why don't you turn in?
There's death again, Harry. It's resting its head on the foot of your cot. Can't you smell its breath?
Never believe any of that about death with a scythe and a skull.
Oh, Harry.
It can be two bicycle policemen or a bird. Or it can have a wide snout like a hyena.
Harry, please.
Tell it to go away.
Oh, Harry, please don't.
It's got a terrible breath. A stinking breath.
Oh, please, Mem Sab. Wana, he is sleeping, Mem Sab.
Are you sure?
He sleep.
Well, we'll take the car very gently and carry it into the tent.
You can't speak now, Harry, to tell her to make it go away. And it's crouching now, heavier, so that you can't breathe. Wait a minute. They're lifting the cot. Suddenly it's all right. The weight's gone from your chest. Weight's gone. Gone from your chest.
The Mam Sahib was right. She said you'd come today.
Bad luck about the leg. Thought we'd better get started right away. Skip breakfast, tea, everything. Yeah, it's a pity we didn't have room for the Mem Sahib, but your lorry's on the way. Well, I'm going to have to stop and refuel at Arusha.
We can't be going to Arusha to refuel. It's funny, we're climbing and going east.
There you are, you see? Ahead!
As wide as all the world. Great. High. An unbelievably white in the sun. The square top of Kilimanjaro. Now I know where I'm going. Kilimanjaro.
Kilimanjaro is a snow-covered mountain 19,710 feet high and is said to be the highest mountain in Africa. Its western summit is called the Masai Ngajingai, the House of God. Close to the western summit, there is a dried and frozen carcass of a leopard. No one has explained what the leopard was seeking at that altitude.
Join us again next week for another story of the African Bushbelt. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.